The Tower Pizza and Mexican in Quincy.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Daily Muddy. I'm Brittany Bull, and today I have a very special guest. We have Allie Young. She's from Quincy, Notre Dame, and she is the recipient of the Bialis Youth of the Year Award. And that's a pretty big, prestigious award from what I hear. Congratulations, Allie.
Thank you.
Okay, so tell me, what was it that you had to do to apply for this award?
So the way that it works is that Quincy Notre Dame selected three students and QHS selected three students that were picked as Youth of the Month. And then we all had to submit a list of all the activities and different things we are involved in throughout our high school career. And then we had to write an essay about how volunteerism has affected our lives.
Okay. So a little effort was put into, you know, getting this done. And you had quite some competition, too. We have a lot of talented students. And the biggest thing with this, though, was not only your academics, but being involved in other things. Tell me what you're involved in.
So at school, I'm involved in a lot of different things. I am a tennis player, so I play tennis in the fall. And then I also participate in a lot of the choir groups at our school, so I'm involved in that. I also participate in book club, and I'm involved very heavily in our campus ministry, including our youth group and student leadership team and different things like that.
I mean, so to get all that out in one breath, holy cow, girl, you are a busy girl. So not on top of the academics and the activities, you had to write an essay as well. So tell me what this essay was about.
So it was about the impact that volunteerism has had in my life, and then we could kind of like take it a couple different directions, either take it and like, so how does this then affect you like in your like future, like different things like that. So that's the direction I ended up taking. So I talked about how my family goes to this camp called Catholic Family Land over the summer, and they have different like, they call them fests. They're like week-long like fests during the summer.
Where's that at?
It's in Ohio.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Travel a ways to get there?
Yeah.
All right, so.
And so I remember the first year I went was my summer going into eighth grade. And so I wrote about this in my essay, but there's a volunteer missionary there. She was a college age student. That's what's really unique about this place is most of the missionaries are either high school or college age. So that was
relatable.
Actually really, yeah, impactful, powerful. And she was just really nice to me the whole week, and I ended up becoming pretty close with her. And she just kind of helped me like work through some things that I've been going through. And so then taking that experience now, this summer, I actually was honored that I get to also serve as a missionary. There's like a whole process you go through. Mm-hmm. It's like an interview and different things like that. So
Will that be there in Ohio?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So I get to kind of pay it forward, as they say, and I get to serve as a missionary. So I'm very excited for that.
That is very awesome, Allie. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So this is a scholarship. It's you get a $2,500 scholarship, and anything is needed that goes towards your college?
Yes.
That's awesome. And this is a program that was implemented from Leonard Bialis. He recently passed, I believe, in 2022, and I know he was very involved in the youth community. And prior to this, I guess, judged the essays, too. I know that, I'm assuming I shouldn't be talking for him, but he'd be very proud of you too. This is the first year that this has gone on without him, right?
Yes, this is the first year it's gone on without him, which is why the award is now named after him.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad for you, so happy for you. Is there anything you want to add about volunteerism or?
I don't think so.
No? Well, I do thank you for being here and being on the spot with me. I hope you have fun.
Thank you.
In your endeavors in the volunteerism and your trip this summer. That sounds really awesome, Allie.
Thanks.
Congratulations. Coming up next, we'll talk with the folks from John Wood about their 50th anniversary.
The Liquor Booth is your home for a huge selection of beer, wine, and spirits. The Liquor Booth has two locations in Quincy, 3520 Broadway and 1500 North 12th Street. The Liquor Booth, where it's always happy hour.
Welcome to the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
With six big screens, a new larger kitchen, and now more seating capacity, the Abbey is the place to be before, during, and after the big game. Come enjoy fan favorite appetizers, steaks, burgers, and a variety of daily food and drink specials. Can't join us? Carryout is available too. Now with a convenient drive-up window to better serve you. 1736 Spring in Quincy. Opens at 3 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday.
Come join all your friends at the Abbey, a Quincy tradition.
Kelly's has been a fun place to eat and drink in Quincy since 1982. A fun and friendly atmosphere, food with flavor, homemade cinnamon rolls, and famous cheese soup, the best menu in town. Kelly's, 2902 Broadway, Quincy.
Are you looking for the perfect venue for your next special event? Check out Utopia Event Center.
Utopia has a large banquet room and an awesome bar area, perfect for anything from birthday parties to formal corporate meetings. It also offers a photo booth, stage for a DJ or a live band, and a fully stocked bar, all for only $300. Check us out at utopiaeventcenter.com or call Barn at 217-430-6559 for more information. Utopia Event Center, 900 North 12th Street in Quincy.
And we're back, and I'm here with our next guest, Tracy Orange. She is the Dean of External Affairs at John Wood Community College. Thank you for being here, Tracy.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We're here to talk about something big. It's huge, actually. It's the John Wood Community College 50th anniversary.
Yes, we are turning 50, golden anniversary this year. So founded in 1974, and we've been celebrating for the past few months, and we will continue through 2024. But yes, we are kind of kicking it off right with a big anniversary party coming up this week.
Cool. Okay, so it's an anniversary dinner. It's going to be held at Point Divine. Beautiful, beautiful place. And during that dinner, what should be expected?
Yeah, so I think it's going to be a really great event to celebrate not only the college, but the impact that the college has had in the community. So past, present, and future. You're going to see one of the very first trustees, Jim Reed. He's going to talk about getting the college off the ground. You're going to hear from our current president, Dr. Brian Renfro. He's going to talk about the future. And we're also going to have Bob Ray. He's our current board chair. He's going to talk about where we are in the present, along with Cadence Gregory, our student trustee. She's going to provide some student reflections. And Donna Jansen from our foundation. It's really going to be a great array of people who have made the college great and those that are working right now to make it great in the next 50 years.
This sounds like it's going to be a great night. Like I said, beautiful venue. Are tickets still available? Is this something that is available for the public?
We're getting close to kind of our threshold there at Point Divine. But yes, you can still get those tickets at the JWCC Foundation website.
Okay.
Those are available online, or you can call the foundation at John Wood and get those. But we're really excited to celebrate the impact that we've had. So we have, of course, all those great speakers who will be there. But we also have a commemorative book that we are releasing that chronicles the first 50 years too, and that is when we're going to unveil it for the first time. Is
awesome.
At the event. Yeah.
Yes, I know that's a big. It's been a highly anticipated book around these parts here.
Yes.
Okay, I do like. I noticed in the press release what Brian Renfro said about John Wood and it being it was just four walls at first, or not even four walls. That's just an it's really interesting. I guess, is it a mission statement or just how it started? It's just really cool how it went from being absolutely nothing to being...
Yeah, to where it is today. Really, when you think about the early trustees and the founders of John Wood Community College, they were way ahead of their time. They started a college without walls is how
that's
it
what
was
it was
termed.
Yes,
yeah, and so they used the common market approach, so those students who maybe wouldn't be able to access college at all didn't think that they could afford Quincy University or Culver Stockton or Hannibal LaGrange. We made that accessible, and those students attended those institutions. And when you talk to people around Quincy and Pike County and Brown County today, they say, oh yeah, I got my start at John Wood, but I went to Quincy University or wherever, but they're still really proud of the fact that they had that access. I've talked to so many people because it's our 50th anniversary year about that, and they said, yes, Tracy, there's no way. I didn't think I could go to college until John Wood came along. And so went from a college without walls to one of the top 10% community colleges in the country. We were just recognized by the Aspen Institute. And that's based on hard student success data. Not just are we enrolling students, but are they staying? Are they completing a certificate or a degree? And are they going into career paths that make them successful? So from nothing at all, and even to the bank building across the street here, to the campus that we have today and being the top 10% in the country, that's really something that this community and the communities we serve need to be proud of, and so that's why we're celebrating.
Celebrating, and we got a story to tell, yes, which you're going to find in the book. It's great. Yes. It's again, this night is a great start, or a great celebration of John Wood's start and how it just gave a lot of members in the community their start. So I think this is going to be something.
Yeah, I think so. And so we're going to celebrate, but also we're doing some other initiatives in our 50th anniversary mm-hmm. year. So a couple of things. One, we're starting the Trailblazer Network. So community colleges being two-year institutions, and sometimes folks come and get a couple of classes and move on, mm-hmm. or get a certificate and get into the workplace. So we're really trying to connect those alumni or anyone who has attended John Wood or benefited from the courses that we offer. So we want everyone to join who's been connected with the college over the last 50 years to join the network. That's also on the John Wood Foundation website, just to get connected. There's some perks along with that, too.
Connections are perks, period. Yes. Yes. I mean, that's great. And then you said there was also, they're going to be working on, it's the 500,000 pathways.
Yes, yes.
Pathways to Promise Scholarship. What is that about?
Yeah, so in the 50th year, we launched the Pathways to Promise Scholarship Fund. So during our 50th anniversary year, mm-hmm. spanning of the academic years, we're working to raise $500,000 in student scholarships. So
amazing.
Simply trying to raise more money for those students who need it the most. And there's a lot of student need out there that maybe the general public isn't aware of. So, of course, John Wood's affordable, mm-hmm. right, given our tuition rate. But still, a lot of our students work one, two, sometimes three part-time jobs. Some of our students are adult learners trying to figure out childcare.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of extra need out there that maybe a state grant or a federal grant wouldn't cover. And so we're trying to come in and provide that promise to those students with extra private scholarship funds.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else that we haven't covered? What's going to go on in this great grand event?
Yeah, I think we really covered the event. It's the kickoff to the year. We want to have more alumni events in Pike and in Brown County mm-hmm. and out in Adams County. So this is our first one that we're going to kick off to reconnect everyone who's been impacted by John Wood Community College in the last 50 years.
Awesome. And more celebrations to come the 50th.
Watch for those. And also, if there's anyone out there that's interested in giving back, a lot of people that I've talked to said, I'd really like to find a way to give back because it helped me get my start. The Pathways to Promise Scholarship Fund really is the avenue to do that.
Absolutely.
Whatever you can provide, I promise you that you're going to make a difference in a student's life.
You could be a trailblazer yourself.
That's
right. Well, I mean, you already are, but.
Absolutely. There are many of them out there, business owners, CEOs, teachers, law enforcement, got their start at John Wood. And so if anyone's out there that's interested in giving back, the Pathways to Promise Scholarship Fund's the way to do that.
Well, thank you, Tracy. I do appreciate you being here and feeding us all that information. That's all we have for today's Daily Muddy. Stay tuned tomorrow for a little coffee talk.